Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
A little to the left, thank you. Oh, that's good.
Ooh, yeah. Mr. Lewis. Hutch.
Hi, Caitlin. What's up?
It's Patrick Nolan.
I just came from London. Well, what about him?
He's been arrested.
Are you sure you don't mean Jess Tate?
No, it's Patrick. He's being held on suspicion of fraud.
Oh, God fucking damn it. Is that everything?
That's everything.
Okay, great. I'm gonna put some pants on. Pass me my chicken. I gotta call Boris. He owes me.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite a turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter season two of The Offensive. It's been a difficult start to the week for Ashwood City as Chief Executive Patrick Nolan has been arrested on suspicion of fraud. Having been charged and with the court date being speculated for early 2020, the Chief Executive remains under police custody.
It's good to see your face. I didn't think I'd see you again. I didn't think I'd get out from behind these bars for a long, long time. You know, a man changes inside these four walls. Friends and family become so much more.
No, I said I can't fucking hear you. I said I can't fucking hear you.
Pick up the fucking phone, Jess. It's right there.
What?
I said pick up the phone, for fuck's sake. There, on the wall next to you. God, master of communications, my arse. There now, is that better?
Oh, this is so cool. I feel like I'm in a movie or a Netflix documentary where they make it look like the main guy didn't kill someone, even though he probably killed someone.
Oh, great.
How is it in here?
Well, it's becoming life, you know? I struggle to remember a time when it wasn't Patrick the inmate, you know, when I was just Patrick, a free man.
You've been in here for 22 hours.
Yeah, but in here, Jess, hours feel like months.
So enjoying it, then?
I've made friends, the hard way, through steel and determination, and a book club.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah, there's a few football guys in here, actually.
Adam Johnson?
No, grow up.
Who then?
Guys in here who can get me things.
Like what?
Cigarettes, fine wines, let Thomas Muller loan deal with an option to buy at the end of the season.
Oh, really?
Yeah, working on it.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. This place, it's becoming home.
Great. Hey, Patrick, who's Mac the Knife?
Who?
Mac the Knife.
No idea.
Right.
Why do you ask?
They see some documents and question some of our administrative team about Mac the Knife.
it's probably just a code name for some financial thing.
Yeah. Speaking of financial, how much is the bail?
It's big. You know, they've caught a big fish in Patrick Nolan, and they're not going to let me wriggle back into the ocean all that easy.
How much is it, Patrick?
25.
Million? Jesus, well... I mean, in theory, we could make that work. I'm sure in terms of brand value, Hutch may feel that getting you out of here is worth a financial hit, but...
What, you'd pay 25 million to get me out of here?
Yeah, if that's what they're saying the bail money is, then we can find the
money. Are you mental? The bail is 25 grand, not 25 million.
What?
You'd pay 25 million for me. I'm not fucking Alex Iwobi.
Well, he was 30 million.
Whoa, Alex Iwobi was 30 million.
Yes. Actually, it was more like 34 million. Ridiculous.
Jesus Christ, keep me in here. I don't want to live in a world where Alex Iwobi is 34 million quid.
Right. Look, I'm paying the bail.
How?
Don't worry, you're paying me back.
No.
You are such a cheap bastard.
Oh, God, will you leave me alone? I've been through enough.
You went on a first-class flight back from Saudi Arabia, and now you're watching Sky Sports in your pyjamas.
I am not.
Well, what are you watching then?
It's Midsummer Murders.
Right, I'm paying it now. You're coming back with me to do some work and make a fucking statement.
Oh, what?
Yeah, and you're paying me back.
Oh, Jess, please.
Fine then, it's coming out of the Ashwood money.
Oh, don't you get it? Ashwood money is my money. That's what this whole mess is about.
How can someone with a finance degree mix up their
own money with a... Stop. It's complicated,
okay?
And I'm not saying anything else on the matter. This is going to come down on Hutch, and I don't want to implicate him any further.
It's Hutch's fault.
Yeah, he's been doing some dirty deals, it looks like, and I've been caught in the crossfire, you know, just trying to do my bloody job.
This is crazy. How is he going to cope? He's on the verge of a heart attack as it is.
He listens to Enya.
He what?
He listens to Enya. It keeps him calm.
Really?
Yeah, he told me. Swears by it.
Enya? It just irritates me. I might try it myself.
Well, I dare say it's Hutch that is involved with his Mac the Knife thing.
What was he thinking? You've got to keep your head down, Patrick.
Yeah. But I am working with the investigation team and we're going to make sure that Hutch is held responsible, you know?
Who's we?
Claudia Seymour. She's a legal financial whiz. She'll sort it. You know, she's very much the Mary Poppins of the multimillionaire world.
So that's the end of ASG then?
Just Hutch. ASG will replace him when this surfaces.
Okay, so how do I do this? Is it like paying a restaurant bill? Do I just, you know, like make a gesture and somebody comes over with a chip and pin machine?
Well, I don't fucking know. Besides, you are not spending 25 grand.
Just fine a player a day's wages and we're even.
No, I can't do that. They just beat Bournemouth. You know, they deserve rewards, if anything.
I tell you what.
What are you doing?
Just looking to see how many employees we have on 25 grand a week.
Ah, good idea.
Bingo. Here we go. Who do you want to fire? I've got Miles, the junior graphic designer, on 25 grand, or I've got Paula, the laundry porter, also on 25 grand.
25 grand a year for laundry? God, bin Paula off. Jesus.
Okay, great. I've got a number here. Hold on. Hi, Paula. It's Jess Tate here, head of communications at Ashford City. I'm great, thanks. Yeah, listen, we're cutting back on a number of areas and we just can't justify your salary anymore, so we're going to have to let you go. So, clear your desk out and all that. You don't have a desk. All right, well, just, you know, mop up the laundry room maybe, air out some excess clothing. Yeah? Yeah, let yourself out. Okay, Paula. All right, cheers. Bye now. There you go.
Well, thanks, Jess. I really appreciate that.
Anytime.
That's really cheered me up.
Good. Now, let's get that bail paid. Excuse me? Excuse me, can I get the bail, please? Cheers, thanks.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Oi. I said oi.
Yeah, that's not my name, Woody.
Ooh, who's shatting your McMuffin?
Nobody.
Ha! Well, then why are you being all moody, Theo?
I'm trying to do some work, but instead I've got the bloody SAS going through my office.
Wait, you got a hostage in there or something?
No, I've got contracts and agreements, Woody. So now I have to wait out here whilst they seize everything.
Hope they don't get into your hard drive, eh? Been a dirty Nicola Bertie, have you?
I've not been a dirty Nicola Bertie. I'm just fucking busy and I need to do some work.
Well, sorry to say, pal, but I'm actually going to put something else in your plate.
No.
Yep.
No, nothing more on my plate.
Come on, lovely wee cut of prime juicy admin, this.
Listen, I don't want a prime cut of anything, all right? Aberdeen Angus, now bugger off.
Hey, now, come on, this is a good task. I was going to give it to Mickey, but I chose you because you're the best.
I'm the best?
Hey, you're the best.
What is it then?
Alex has got us a wee LucasAid advert, you see. We're going to shoot it before the Carabag game.
You're kidding.
Do I look like Brian Kidd?
You sort of have his eyes.
Give Willie and Kieran the heads up, all right? Get him to arrive early.
Oh, so that's it, is it? Commercial rewards are more important than European football.
That's exactly right. You're good. You'll go far, you know.
When are you getting this American kid?
How do you know that?
I got an email saying you're trying to sign someone from LA Galaxy and he needed the full player liaison treatment.
Aye, please, if you could. What is the full player liaison treatment out of interest? Is it finding a house, a car and a girl?
That's exactly it.
You find them girls?
The girls usually find them.
Ah, right.
So?
So what? I don't want any girls, pal.
Who's the kid? When's he signing?
Joshua Nakatomi, LA Galaxy, 12 million quid.
As easy as that.
Easy as that. Bob Bradley's your uncle.
So he's signed?
Nah, not yet. I have to go out and get him to sign a very, very particular contract.
What very particular contract?
It's just so the Premier League overlords don't smite me for recruiting players outside the transfer window, you know.
Is that legal?
Speaking of, really, really.
What's going on?
The big man's back.
Hi, hi. Hi, yeah, thanks. Listen, thanks, everybody. Thanks so much for your support. Every one of you, you know, keep up the good work. Yeah? Gentlemen.
Patrick, how are you? You okay?
Yeah, yeah, just a misunderstanding. In the end, it was some confusion between us and some ASG nonsense.
Anything to worry about?
Nah, definitely not. What are you staring at?
I'm looking for any sign of a runny nose.
What? Ah, hey, get off.
Just checking your temperature, Palace.
Oh, no, I feel better now.
You're a liar.
Correct. Lying is all the rage these days, opens a lot of doors.
What doors are they?
10 Downing Street. Ooh, zing.
I think I preferred it when you were locked up.
Theo, I think they'll be planning on going through your office just to check a few bits and bobs regarding player bonuses.
Yeah, they're in there now.
Okay, well, not a problem. You know, everything was signed off by ASG, so it's going to bounce back to them. It's nothing to worry about.
Excuse me?
Okay, you're excused.
Are we going to properly acknowledge that you lied to me?
Oh, I told you, this is the world of post-truth, Woody. Deal with it.
Ah, great. Good to know. How was prison?
Oh, God, dreadful. Absolutely dreadful. Until they got me a foam mattress topper. Then it was just about bearable.
You're lucky it's election week, you. The press have gone so easy. You've had it great.
Gone easy? The Sun put me on the front page.
Did they?
Yeah. How do you not know this?
Well, I don't remember it.
Oh, God, it was this morning. Chairman of the fraud, then a picture of me in handcuffs.
Ha, that's good.
No, it's not good. It's libelous and also inaccurate regarding my job title.
So you're not a fraud?
No, I'm not. And I'm not a chairman. Hutch is the fraud, not me.
Hey, okay, Paul.
Honestly, you think you know someone, you know? Successful businessman, hard-working New Yorker, turned hedge fund, California living free spirit, charismatic, charming, and then... yeah, all of this. Fraud, deception.
Shithousery.
Yeah.
Part of the game. Look at Burnley. Eh?
Well, this is different, Woody. I mean, it's about finance.
Where do you think all Burnley's money goes, though? I mean, stadium can't cost much, can it? Players certainly fucking don't. I assume Deitch isn't rolling around in millions. Where's it all going?
Ah, first accusations against Bournemouth, now Burnley. What is it with these conspiracies?
They're hoarding hundreds of millions of pounds, pal.
There's nothing wrong with sensible fiscal responsibility.
I mean, what do you reckon the rent is on Turf Moor?
I don't know.
Probably the same as like a 3-bed in West London. So what's that, like 2 grand, 3 grand?
I'm not doing this.
Then what's your big transfer expenditure? Realistically now, you know? Is it Chris Wood? I mean, what's Chris Wood worth?
Yeah, what's Chris Woodall worth is a more pertinent question.
Hey, now, there's a lot of fucking useless staff around here, all right? And I'm certainly not one of them.
Yeah, true. Just fired Paula earlier.
Who's that?
Not that it matters, but some laundry worker.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, half of this office could go, to be honest. Erica, Dean, Kamal, Theo.
I'm stood right here.
Where's Jess?
We are helping out Uncle Sam.
Who's that?
Uncle Sam.
Hey, who is it? Is it her uncle? Or yours?
America. Woody, we're helping out America. You know, things are going to get messy with Hutch, so she's just prepping some statements with ASG.
You think it's going to step down?
He'll have to.
And what's going to happen with the offensive?
Oh, we'll probably just make a backup copy or hire an intern.
You don't know what the offensive is, do you?
No, not a clue.
For fuck's sake.
But listen, okay, this is kind of embarrassing. My phone has been cut off temporarily, legal thing, but I am at least allowed on the LA trip to get Nakamura.
Nakatomi.
Oh, what? Oh, I've been calling him Nakamura.
He used to play for Celtic.
Oh, fuck, I knew that. Ah, no, that's embarrassing. Oh, bollocks.
You were saying?
Well, because it's strictly a business trip, I'm not a flight risk, so I can come, but I'm not allowed my phone.
For how long?
2 weeks.
2 weeks without a phone?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you gonna do?
I decided to be free. Now, free to soak in all the joys of life, unfiltered, uninterrupted, just life in its pure form.
Okay, and what happened after you decided that?
Well, I thought, fuck it, and I bought some walkie-talkies, so there you go.
Woody to Patrick. Over. Roger that, Woody. I'm receiving you. Over.
Oh, this is absolutely fab. I might get rid of my phone, too.
Sorry. What is this supposed to achieve?
You're just jealous because you don't have a walkie-talkie.
I'm not jealous.
Face it, Theo, you're jealous. Over.
I'm not.
What's the range on these?
Oh, miles and miles.
Oh, I fucking love this. Is this my Christmas present?
Yeah, sure.
Patrick, Paula from laundry is downstairs. She says she's not leaving until she speaks to you.
Oh, shit. I'll be in my office.
Has she gone yet? Over.
Nope, she's made her way upstairs. Security are trying their best, but she's armed. Over.
Armed? With what? Over.
It's like a mop, but it's flat. I think it's called a Swiffer. A Swiffer, is it? Over.
Damn, she got to the cleaners. Well, hopefully they're still on side. Over.
Aye. Hold on. Looks like she's given up. Over.
See, you can't outsmart Patrick Nolan. Over.
Oh, by the way, is Jess going to come to LA too? Over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, Nakatomi is a massive commercial opportunity. I think Pulisic times 10.
You didn't see. Over.
Oh, sorry. Over.
And if I'm going and Jess is going, why do you need to be there? Over.
Well, I'm going to pay Hutch a little visit. Over.
Oh, you are? Over.
Yeah. I want him to see my face before the end. Over.
You think they're going to put him on death row? Over.
No. Just prison for a little bit. Over.
Are you sure, pal? Because the IRS are basically like a SWAT team over there. Over. There. Over.
Nah. He'll just get a slap on the wrist. Over.
Hutch Lewis, this is the IRS. Come out with your hands up. Mr. Lewis, if you do not surrender immediately, we will break this door down. Go, go, go!
Put your fucking hands in your fucking head!
Don't shoot! Please, don't shoot!
Get on the fucking ground, motherfucker!
Please, stop!
I'm gonna blow your fucking head off unless you shut your goddamn mouth, you son of a bitch!
Piece of goddamn computer!
Call me back over!
Help me! Somebody help me! What's going on?
You have the right to remain silent!
Get up!
One more word and I'll break your fucking arm, you little bitch!
I'm sorry, I don't know what I did, but I'm
You have
sorry.
The right to remain silent! Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be provided for you.
And who can say why you're when you're
so well here. Swings one in and there's Remy Defoe! And that is surely the game wrapped up for Ashwood City. A bullet header from the Dutchman who's missed so much of the season. It's Ashwood City 3, Aston Villa 1, and things are looking good for Ashwood City. Back-to-back Premier League wins. Dartley Park is electric.
For listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts. This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously,
man. Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.